U.S. President Barack Obama has once again accused Iran of seeking nuclear weapons, an allegation denied by Tehran. Obama also says Israel can attack Iran if it deems it necessary. He threatened that Washington will do whatever it takes to prevent Tehran from getting, quote, the world's worst weapons. Protests have erupted across the occupied Palestinian territories following U.S. President Barack Obama's visit to the Middle East. Israeli forces clashed with protesters in the West Bank. Demonstrations were also held in the city of Gaza. Obama reiterated Washington's support for Israel when he arrived in Israel earlier in the day. 9 senior members of the foreign-backed Syrian National Coalition have suspended their membership. They have issued a statement saying the coalition decisions are being dictated from outside. This comes only a day after Ghassan Hito was chosen as the so-called prime minister of militant-held areas in Syria. Afghanistan has signed a deal with the ISAF based on which only one team of U.S. forces will withdraw from the eastern province of Wardak. The agreement comes a month after Afghan President Hamid Karzai demanded that the elite U.S. troops leave Wardak and Logar provinces. Britain's Chancellor of the Exchequer has said his country's economy will grow less this year and the next. George Osborne made the comment as the country unveiled its new annual budget, which incorporates tough austerity measures. These measures include unpopular tax hikes as well as spending cuts. Hundreds of steel workers in Belgium have staged a rally to protest decisions by industrial giants ArcelorMittal Liège and Caterpillar. The two firms have decided to cut production lines in the country. The rally, which was held in the central city of Namur, was confronted by anti-riot police. French authorities have searched the home of IMF chief Christine Lagarde as part of an investigation into alleged corruption. Police are investigating claims that Lagarde, as finance minister under ex-president Sarkozy, acted illegally in approving an arbitration payout of hundreds of millions of dollars to businessman and Sarkozy supporter Bernard Tapier. And German automaker Volkswagen has recalled over 380,000 vehicles in China, its largest ever recall in a country. This follows complaints about loss of power caused by direct shift gearboxes in some models. The giant carmaker says the vehicles will need to have a part of their gearboxes replaced.